best. It's a little bit of bragging rights probably on the line for you too, playing a team like Tennessee out of the gate.
Yeah, I mean, they say the SEC is the best conference in football, so you get to go play them the first game. So, I mean, that's also something to be excited about.
Matthew, two things. You said you actually got a chance to look at the stadium. What do you think about the looking at it? And number two, how do you guys temper the excitement about, number one, playing an SEC team, and number two, basically launching this brand new stadium?
The stadium, I mean, I really liked it. You know, they got all the cool video boards and stuff at the top, and they got, like, the video boards on, like, the columns and stuff in there. You know, that's pretty cool. And, I mean, about the SEC, I mean, you just can't really ask for more than that. I mean, it's just something to be excited about.
What are the team's goals or expectations for this season?
I mean, we always want to win, but now you got to take them one week at a time.
How much did that change that game? Not only maybe the eyes of others, what did it do for you to be, you know, to be ready to take this job, knowing that you had a game like that?
It definitely helps, you know, being able to play through a whole game like that. I mean, it definitely helps with confidence, you know, experience, things like that. So I guess I can know what to expect when you're in a game because I've had it before.
And Coach, I remember him telling us in the spring too, a lot of people make questions about your arm. You've always been thought of as more of a runner, but that you have a better arm than, you know, he said y'all are going to be surprised. I mean, is that, and you obviously, I mean, what do you assess your throwing ability? And you've got to, you obviously, running is the key kind of in this offense, but you got to be able to, I mean, that was Justin. He could, you know, hit one when he needed to. And
you know, I got full confidence in my arm. So, uh-huh. No problem with me.
I think I remember the spring you were saying something about like kind of being better with your feet and not having happy feet. Is that something you felt like they're able to kind of clean up a little bit?
Yeah, that's something I worked on this offseason a lot. I worked with Joe Hamilton a lot this summer, and that's just something that we did work on.
How have you guys been together?
You know, really it was more towards the end of summer. You know, we met 4 or 5 hours.
Like, what's a drill you do to
you know, it's just pocket movement drills.
Working on set your, you know, when you're throwing, or is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. You know, like you got a defender in the pocket and you got to move and set.
Set up and get, so you get the good throw.
Yeah.
Which uniform supplier do you
got? Honestly, I like Adidas right now.
Which game are you looking forward to most this upcoming season? Like, what team do you have circled?
Definitely Tennessee is one of them. Jacksonville State's another one. I got a high school teammate that plays there, so it'd be something fun.
And which players do you think have emerged as leaders for this year's team?
JJ Green, you know, Clinton Lynch, Quay, Andrew Marshall's really taking leadership of the line. I'd say Will Bryan too. He's like, I mean, a lot of guys are stepping up because, you know, they've been here for a while.
Thank you.
Well, you got to be confident. You kind of feel like this is your job now. This is your time, your moment to shine.
Yeah,
your
I mean,
job,
like
your
said,
job to lose.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, you got to be confident with it. Man. You know, that's how I feel.
You feel like you'd be that guy out there on opening day.
What can you tell us about Coach Candido and his new role working with him? What's different than, you know, Brian Coe?
Really, you know, everybody has different personalities. But, I mean, Coach Candido, he played for Coach Johnson. You know, he played in offense, so he's got a little more of how it went, like experience of how it went, you know, what to deal with Coach Johnson, you know, what to expect because he played for him. It's just little stuff like that, just because he's played for Coach Johnson.
And kind of a similar question, Tevin Washington. He's been around for a while. What have you gotten from him in your time?
You know, I've learned a lot, you know, from him and Justin because Tevin, you know, recently played. You know, if I'm, you know, need to ask him a question about the offense, you know, advice, anything like that, he's always there. So that definitely helps a lot.
And he's from Alabama.
Yeah, that too.
Do you use the Virginia Tech game as a stepping stone for you going, you know, coming in as a first-time starter at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I would definitely say that, yeah.
Are you able to comment on what the injury was? Or you?
If you want to know, ask Coach Johnson.
What about the fillet filling? What about filling? That's some pretty big shoes too. You're filling.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what kind of burden is that? I mean, that guy was pretty good around here for a few years.
You know, I mean, that's definitely something you got to be on your toes about. But now, like I said, Justin and I are two different people, so. Mm-hmm. You know how that goes.
how did you kind of approach the injury? Was it, obviously very proactive, staying ahead of the schedule and everything, but what was kind of your approach to making sure you didn't fall behind and kind of your preparations and stuff?
When you come off injury and stuff, rehab, you don't want to go things too fast, too quick, to hurt it again or whatever. So that was one of the main things that we tried to, to slowly and steadily go at the right pace. You don't want to get too anxious or, do something that you're not ready for and you actually hurt again or something like that.
So look at the overall offense, and you have a lot of veterans around you, the top three A-backs and top three receivers. You got Dedrick Mills coming back in a young but veteran offensive line. Does that give you more confidence when you go out on the field?
Oh, for sure, because I know those guys have played a lot. They played more than I have. So, if something, comes at them in the face, I know they're not going to frighten back.
Is there one guy in tough situations, maybe with things aren't going well, that you're going to look to in the huddle to say, hey, you need to get after it?
There's a couple guys. It just takes on that leadership role, things like that.
Hate to keep asking about the injury, but wait for that second wave of people. Yeah. But, when this happened, what was kind of going through your mind with the foot? Was it, what was kind of your mindset?
When it first happened, I was pretty sad. But now, once I heard, it wasn't as bad as it could be, that kind of motivated me. Okay, well, this isn't going to stop me. I've been dealing with diabetes my whole life. That isn't stopping me. It's just something you got to get through.
What kind of confidence did it get you to hear Coach Johnson at ACC Media Day pretty much saying it's your job to lose coming off the injury, How did that make you feel?
It definitely, helps, and it's always good. Coach Johnson does a great job, coaching us and standing behind his players, things like that, but it felt good.
10 years, this is his 10th season. What's it say about his ability to, his longevity, when coaches don't stick around that long?
Yeah, Georgia Tech's a special place, and, I think he's a great guy, a great coach, and I hope he's in here for another 10 years.
When were you able to start working out, and what kind of things were you able to do over the summer?
I don't really remember the date. It was probably 6-8 weeks after surgery. It started slowly, weight-bearing things, swim pool workouts, single leg strength stuff like that.
You really did what kind of things did you do, like kind of team activities did you do, just kind of informal team activities?
I would throw, but I really wouldn't press off as much, things like that, but I pretty much did everything. I was there.
100% good to go?
Oh, yeah.
No reservations going into camp?
Okay, to relieve some of this injury questions, I have some fun questions for you. What teammate is the best to follow on Twitter, and why do you think that?
Current teammate? If it was a former teammate, I would definitely say Freddie Burton.
That's
a lot.
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Zaxby's.
Freddie just got up. Zaxby's got a good personality. Freddie's a funny guy.
Matt, you look around the Coastal Division and even Tennessee, just about every school is breaking in a new quarterback. So I imagine, you have to feel like, hey, we're all starting at the same point, and it's a chance for me to make a name for myself.
Yeah, that's true. That definitely helps. Everybody's trying, to cram the number one spot or whatever you want to call it, so it's just dog-eat-dog world.
Is it different coming in off an 11-3 season as opposed to last year when you came in off a 3-9, and how is it different?
Coming off this our last season, we had a pretty good amount of wins. That builds a lot of confidence coming back. So, that helps a lot. The first game going through the camp, after the 3-9 season, everybody was pissed off because, we only won 3 games. It wasn't a good time around there.
Kashawn talked about, coming off 2014 season, and then things went south a little. So this offseason, you guys have made a point of really emphasizing we need to have back-to-back really good seasons. Is that the general feeling?
Nobody wants to go back to 3-9. I've been there. That's the worst season I've ever had growing up. Anything. Nobody wants to be there again.
I'm curious. You're in grad school now.
Yeah.
What does that mean for you? What's the difference? Just in your everyday life, how it relates to football, all that stuff?
Well, I haven't started until school starts, so really I don't know yet.
What are you anticipating?
I'm anticipating, a little bit more different feel. I know there's not as many students, so it's a lot lot more, I mean, a lot bigger teacher to student ratio. So I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, to relieve you again. I'm going to relieve you, okay? Okay, so if there was a movie produced about your life, think about this hard. Who would play you?
Oh, that's a good question. Who would play me?
You've got 5 minutes to go.
I like Mark Wahlberg. I think he could